More and more people are concerned about their own finances, specifically real estate and housing. You know, sometimes they want to buy because interest rates are low, but the prices went up so high. As far as I'm concerned, there was no growth there. Am I right there?
Yeah, what we've got is just a huge real estate bubble, George. Real estate, the Fed has created a couple of big bubbles. The Fed drove a massive amount of liquidity, $5 trillion of liquidity, into the U.S. financial system over the last 7 or 8 years. It went first into the stock market, where we had the big blow-off in 99 and up into 2000, where the internet stocks and the high-tech stocks formed a bubble. And the second place that all that excess liquidity that the Fed created was into real estate. Now, people are stampeding into real estate all over the country. California is probably the worst. I mean, we're seeing real estate jump 20, 30, 40%.
Oh, tell me about it.
In a year, it's insane. We're seeing people go out and put nothing down on real estate, have zero equity. Sometimes they borrow 120%. And what happens when you have a downtick in the real estate market? You will have a downtick. All markets go up and then go down. Gold, the stock market, real estate, oil, and so forth. When you have a downtick in real estate, and we believe that this is coming, that this couple of the realities that are coming in this great recession or depression that we think we're headed into is, one, you're going to see the pricking of the real estate bubble. When that happens, 10, 20, 30, 40% drop in real estate is very possible. John Templeton, who is probably the most respected guy on Wall Street, he predicts that you're going to have a 70 to 90% drop in residential real estate. I don't know if he's right or not, but I remember...
That's huge.
It is incredible. And people have forgotten, even in your Southern California, where you had real estate in the late 80s dropped 50% in Hollywood and Brentwood and Bel Air. And down in Houston... In the 1980s, you could buy a $200,000 condo on auction for $20,000. That's what wiped out John Connolly, former Secretary of the Treasury. He got wiped out by the real estate drop in the 1980s. I visited once with in his home shortly before he died with Clint Murchison, who had owned the Dallas Cowboys. He had been worth $2.1 billion in 1980, and by 1986 he was broke, and they were having a garage sale and selling all their furniture and everything.
Oh my God!
It was because of real estate. They got caught. The oil prices went down. It sunk the economy in Texas. Then real estate came down.
He must have been leveraged to the hilt.
Absolutely. But how many tens of millions of Americans are leveraged to the hilt in real estate?
Yeah,
they just
true.
They don't believe real estate can ever go down, but they should look. I should look at Japan. Japan had this speculative bubble in the 1980s, and in 1989 the bubble burst. Their real estate market has subsequently dropped 81%, or about $4 trillion.
I've got a friend, and this is for him, because he's just a great guy. He lives in Los Angeles. He and I were dear friends in St. Louis, and he moved out here 5 years ago. And he was my first buddy when I came up here. He buys older houses in L.A. and puts money into them, cleans them up, and then wants to sell them for a profit. Started off with one, then two. Now he's doing like 10 or 11 at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He's noticed a tremendous slowing down of houses. What's going to happen to someone like this who his entire business is based around buying these houses, fixing them, and trying to sell them at a profit?
Well, if prices start dropping, he's going to get caught, he's going to get hung, and he's going to get hurt. Market timing is very important in all markets. And there's a time to be active in a market, and there's a time to be on the sidelines. I think this is the time to start moving to the sidelines if you're heavy in real estate, a guy like this. Or even if I had a home that had gone up from $200,000 to $600,000 in California or something, I'd be thinking about selling it and renting for a while. I think there's a time to go to the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
We've believe this is the time to go to the sidelines and not be heavy in the stock market, not be heavy in the real estate market. We reckon that people shouldn't have more than 25% of their net worth in real estate, and that ought to be fully paid. People who are heavily leveraged in real estate with a lot of debt are going to lose a lot of the real estate. There were 1.6 million Americans.
Well, you mean if they can't afford to make the payment.
If they can't afford to make the payment.
Right.
But no, that's that, no, not just if they can't afford to make the payment. When the price of your real estate drops below the equity that you've got in the home, that you're called being upside down. You've got more debt than you've got equity, and the what happens is the lenders start they have margin calls. They tell you, bring us more money or we will take your home.
No, they can do that?
They can do that. You don't have, you can be making your payments, but if the market value has dropped below the loan value.
Well, how will they know that?
Trust me, they know. They're in the business to know. And that happened during the Great Depression. It will happen again.
It's almost like buying a stock on margin then, and it goes the wrong way.
It's exactly, except you're using a lot more margin. So you're going to see millions of American homeowners who are not the ones who have fully paid homes. I have a fully paid home. I like it. It's out in the mountains. I have no intention of selling.
Well, now let's use this as an example. I'll just throw out a number. Let's say you bought your house for $500,000. Let's say you put 20% down. Your mortgage is $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say they wanted 20% down, so you're okay. But let's say for some reason the price of that house has dropped to $300,000. Does that mean you got to come up with more money for them?
That's exactly right. If the lenders
and what if you can't?
Then you lose your home. Then you lose your home, and that's going to happen. That's going to happen to millions of homeowners. A lot of people are going to get killed in this thing. Now, not if they've got 40, 50, 60% or 100% equity in their home. They're not in any problem. My home price is going to go up and down, but I don't have any debt on it. But these people who have gone out and bought these homes with 5 or 10% down or nothing down, those people are going to be upside down in very, very short order. And most of them, you know, a lot of the people we're talking about out there don't have 20% equity in their home. They have 5%, they have 10%, they have 15%. A 15% drop, it's kind of like buying commodities. I speculate in a commodities future. I put 5% down and the rest is on margin. If the market just goes up 5%, wow, I'm really smart. I just doubled my money.
Mm-hmm.
If the market drops 5%, I've just been wiped out.
You've lost 100%. Yeah, you've lost it all.
So this is what leverage is, and it's called reverse leverage. And people who have got margin stock positions, as the stock market, bear market, recommences, are going to get killed. Millions of people are going to get killed in real estate. They're very, very over indebted. You can't have the real estate market stay at these levels because nobody knew. What new people can come in who are not already in the real estate market unless they're independently wealthy and buy, let's say, into your California real estate market? You get to a point where a market just begins to get, it goes so far like any other market, and then boom, the weight of it starts coming down. Rising interest rates are also going to hurt the real estate market.